email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
We're talking Star Wars and Indiana Jones in a moment with a real-life archaeologist. That's important. That's important. But first, a bit of this. And I don't really care for you. And she did a great version of Nielsen's Without You on the Hootenanny over the Christmas. And if you haven't seen it, I see it doing the rounds there as well. So you'd be able to watch it on YouTube. Now, the famous movie Archaeologist and Adventurer, Indiana Jones, fictional, will have been a feature of many households' Christmas viewing over the past few weeks. But one man who has probably watched 1981's Raider of the Lost Ark closer than anybody else is real-life archaeologist David West Reynolds, who set out on his own adventure to track down the incredible reality behind the Hollywood hit. How you doing, David?
I'm doing very well. Glad to be here. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Thanks for taking our call today. Now, you're a real-life archaeologist as opposed to a fictional one like Indiana Jones. But your journey, I suppose, started in Star Wars, did it?
Well, yes, it did. And it was, this is the kind of thing that lets you know that you never know where life is going to take you. But if you have an adventurous attitude, amazing doors can open that you never expect. And that's what this was all about, really.
So you were a qualified archaeologist and you were doing your things with fossils and all that sort of thing. You were also, parallel to that, a Star Wars fan.
Yes, and it was just, it was something that I enjoyed over the years, because when you're an archaeologist, you look at things closely, because I'm interested in what do the things that people make say about the identity of those people, how the way that we build our cities tell you about the identity of the people that build those things. That's what I'm interested in. So when an archaeologist goes to a fantasy, you look closely, and so you tend to see the edges of things. You see, well, you know, they've made this up for the movie and that's not quite realistic, but you sort of set that aside so you can enjoy yourself. With Star Wars, the closer I looked, the richer that world was. It was incredible how deep they had put the backstory into it. And so even as a kid, I just had that outlook. And Star Wars was really unique in offering a fantasy universe that was incredibly rich, like reality. So that's what made that something that I was still interested in, even when I was a graduate student finishing up my PhD.
Did you go in search of one of the locations of your own volition, or were you set a task?
So I'm finishing up my PhD at the University of Michigan, and I'm a few months ahead of things, and I realize this is going all right, but I haven't had a field challenge. Yeah. Like, my PhD was mostly done in the library, and it was on a Roman map, which was cool, but it wasn't adventurous. So I wanted a personal challenge. This wasn't going to count for anything in academia. In fact, I had to do it secretly. Can you believe this? Like, I would have got thrown out of my PhD program if they'd known I was doing this. But I realized I've worked in North Africa. I'm familiar with these countries. And Star Wars had been shot in North Africa. Maybe I could go and visit those locations just to see what that felt like. I wanted to walk into the movie screen, you know, and explore that world. And so here was a way I could do that, go to the filming locations. Well, I find out in the late 90s, they'd been lost.
What do you mean they've been lost?
Not even Lucasfilm. No one knew where they were. In the old days, before GPS, nobody kept track of where a movie had been filmed. You go shoot Lawrence of Arabia, you have a big adventure for a year, but you come home and nobody remembers which dirt road in the wilderness you took to this or that scene, and it all fades away. So I called Lucasfilm and said, hey, I'm an archaeologist. I'd like to go see the locations. And they said, good luck, because it'll take an archaeologist to find them. We don't know. I was amazed to find that out. So then I thought, well, this is a worthy quest.
Yeah.
This is going to be a better test of my skills than I thought. So I just set out secretly on my own to find the Star Wars locations that were lost as a personal test.
Right. This is odd because I have been there. I went on a holiday to Tunisia years ago, a long time ago, and it was a wet few days. So we decided we'd do one of those bus tours. And one of the stops was the place where they'd filmed Star Wars. So, or maybe they made it up, did they? I don't know, you see, now that I'm talking to you.
Oh, no, they probably got it right, because you're talking to the patron saint of Star Wars tourism in Tunisia. They love me. I was the very first person to go hunt this stuff down.
There you go.
Yes, and nobody even went to any movie sites before I did that trip. And I put it in a magazine, and everyone said, that's a great idea, let's go do that. And so now it's this huge thing, hundreds of thousands of people go and do that. But there was not one before I did that trip.
So after that then, Lucasfilms decided to do the prequels, and you got a call then.
Well, yeah, because so George Lucas says, OK, we're going to do the prequels. We're doing our pre-production. We've got to go back to Tunisia and look at those locations and pick a couple of new ones. So he says to his producer, Rick McCallum, who's this incredibly capable person, Rick, go back to Tunisia, take a look at the locations, get me some slave quarters as well, and come back and tell me what you've got. Well, Rick McCallum goes to the Lucasfilm archives and says, give me the map. And they say, you know what, Rick, we don't have one. There is no information. And he's trying to figure out what he's going to do when someone comes by at Skywalker Ranch. This is a true story. And they say, Rick, weren't you saying something about the Tunisian locations the other day? Look, some kid's gone and found all of them and put the magazine on his desk. And he just couldn't believe it. It was this incredible coincidence that I was the only man in the world with the GPS coordinates of those locations at the only time where they were valuable to anyone.
Isn't that brilliant, isn't it?
It was amazing. So they call me and hire me as a location scout.
Right.
And we spend a couple of weeks in the desert, and we get along so well that basically by the end of it, they say, you know, you need to be a part of the team. Come back to Skywalker Ranch with us. And I said, I'm an archaeologist. You know, what do you need an archaeologist for at Skywalker Ranch? And what they did need was someone who knew the Star Wars universe like I did, but who would approach it like an archaeologist. So I was put together with the British publisher, DK, Dorling Kindersley, who is famous for their visual dictionaries. And they said, we want you to look at Star Wars like it's real and then expand all of the backstory, but make all of the pieces fit and show us all of this props and costumes like we've never seen them before, and open up the spaceships and tell us how the engines work.
Hold on, Dr. David West Reynolds. I see you over a sand dune there. It's Indiana Jones. We have to move on to Indiana. He's coming at pace. So you're there on the ranch with George Lucas and all the stuff, and you just by a sideline you started paying attention to the artifacts involved with the making of Indiana Jones movies. Is that it?
Yes, Ray, you're absolutely right. I'm in the fabled Skywalker Ranch archives with all of the props and costumes, and the Indiana Jones stuff is there too. And so that's where I'm up front and close with this stuff, and I start realizing they're incredibly accurate. They've spelled the Egyptian correctly on these mummy cases. They've got the inscription around Indiana Jones's headpiece to the staff of Ra. I don't know if you remember this stuff. It's a little gold disc that he puts on top of a staff, and the language around that disc is correct.
And would you not expect that to be the case, David?
No. And so that's another thing. Like, you don't know unless you're in the business. Like in Hollywood, like they do a movie like The Mummy, and it's going to look Egyptian more or less, but anything you look at closely, any archaeologist will spot that instantly as, well, it's just made up.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, the replicas that I looked at in the archives at Skywalker Ranch, these could have been worthy of being in the British Museum, and no one would have thought the wiser. So they really looked like...
So back in 1981, when they were made in Raiders of the Lost Ark, they really had an eye to detail and attention. And why was that? Do you think?
It was so unusual. So this movie is really unusual, not just among adventure movies, but even amongst the Indiana Jones movies, because there was a big misunderstanding. That George Lucas was going to team up with Steven Spielberg to top Star Wars, and George had this wonderful idea about an archaeologist character, and they brought in a screenwriter named Lawrence Kasdan, brilliant young screenwriter. He's only had one script published so far, and he's looking up at George Lucas and Steven Spielberg, and they're talking about the story they want, and they give him a Lucasfilm researcher, Debbie Fine. She ran the library at Skywalker Ranch, and they said, Debbie's going to give you all the information you need to fill out the history of this, and Lawrence Kasdan goes off and writes the script for a few months, and Debbie provides him with all of this brilliant research to where his script ends up with references to Indiana Jones. He's in some jungle and he crosses a river. No, he's in northern Peru in Chachapoyas, and he's crossing a branch of the Utcubamba River because they've given him this researcher, and he thinks, gee, they must want all of this stuff accurate.
Yeah.
Well, the script gets handed to the art department. The art department sees Utcubamba River, you know, Chachapoya. Geez, they must all want this stuff accurate. And they knock themselves out because that's what they thought George and Steven wanted.
Uh-huh.
The fact was they didn't care. And they didn't know that the art department was going crazy
What a happy accident for you. Now, we're running out of time because you're such an interesting man and such a brilliant speaker. And so you now have access to all of this stuff. You've been to places that were used as locations in the original Indiana Jones movie, and you want to make a documentary and put it all together. And I suppose what you're going is, right, he's fictitious, but a lot of this stuff could be real.
Exactly. It's unlike any other movie. All this stuff is real. So we're making a documentary called Chasing Raiders. And if you go to that website, chasingraiders.com, you can help back this project. We want this documentary made so I can share these stories. It's personal adventure. It's Hollywood history. And you'll never look at this movie the same way again.
And we didn't even get to talk to you about your hat and your whip. But that's for another
day. We've got more stories for you. Bring me back and we'll chat.
We will. Dr. David West Reynolds, real life archaeologist. Thanks for taking time out to talk to us today. Thanks, David. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, Ray. Thank you. That's